So we looked at the border counties. We also looked closer to the border. So I think it's part of it, but it's not the whole story. I think there's numerous things going on. So even cross-border workers, we did a totally different study recently in cross-border working, and there's issues there about working from home. So there's people in Donegal potentially with professional jobs or whatever in Derry or other northern areas, and there we're maybe still having to go to work. So then that means they're in an office, they're stopping for a sandwich or to fill up with diesel. So there's just more chances of transmission. Also, a lot of south to north workers work in healthcare. So again, you know, they're in the front line, they're essential workers. So again, more chance of transmission of the virus. So a whole range of things. There's another study, a qualitative study was done, and they said they found around the border when they spoke to people, there was issues, you know, people around the border, there's a lot of interdependencies, you know, different schools, different jobs, you know, a lot of crossing across between the north and south. And they found that people around the border, they were aware of both sort of public public health messages that were coming through. So even when restrictions were the same, the public health messaging about the rationale and the why differed.
Yeah.
And when the rationale differed for people, they maybe just weren't, they didn't have the same buy-in.